Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. Feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Illusion. Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here. And she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. Been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
So, what's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here, we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know what you have to say, maybe exactly what's on these here. So, feel free to sing, spit poetry, rap. If you're a comedian, make us laugh. Whatever it is that you do, feel free to share that with us. And also, even if you're not an artist, feel free to listen. For anybody who's listening via web, I just want to say, what's up? This is your girl, China. And everybody who's listening via phone, please tell your friends if you want to be heard and you want me to see you on the line. The number is 323-642-1532. Again, call in and listen, or you can just call in and you can get on the mic. Or let us know what you have going on in your communities and we can support you. Again, that number is 323-642-1532. And I'm your host, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I'm actually going to bring a great end to our first round of Lyrical Cypher. I hope you guys enjoy.
Your bird is mine, go say you right. Nah, just show your face, broad daylight. Nah, I'm telling you on how I feel. Nah, gonna catch your mind, don't you dare. Jump on, nah, jump on, get on me. I know your game, what you're about. But this ain't the time.
homies in a wrong corner, stuck with a dilemma, trying to figure it all out. I'm back at it again to my pad and my pen, poking holes in the paper as I tack it again to the wall with the question, how did I actually win? It's been a battle swinging but missing like attacking the wind. See, they know me round town as the one that put it down on the mic, snatching crowns, still distinguished with the sound. Everybody wanna meet you, swear they wanna feature, but they plotting on the low to see how they gonna defeat you. I peep game, then I sharpen my pen, coming up with the first line. I start with a sin, a lie, but the people eat it up, they want more of it. I'm tired of this freestyle and I'm getting bored from it, but I can't afford it cause I need the attention. Like if I don't go hard, they'll put me in detention. But did I mention all the tension that I get when I rhyme? They say, "Will, quit front and spit something one more time." This is my last line. My last line. Like rewriting a perfect letter, I would never be better than my last line. And that's my last line. Like rewriting a perfect letter, I would never be. Hey, you in the city, a sore thumb, and you know it. Painting pictures on these raps, yeah, you a poet, but you dumb it down, crayon rap. You telling show it like God gave you the cup to drink, but you rap the poet, sharing the wealth that was meant for yourself. When you trying to make sure everyone is right, you get left way out of the picture. You never doubt if they with you, forgot about all the issues. Without a doubt, they won't miss you. Listen, all of the fake love you get is intuition, cause they wouldn't rock with you if you was the competition. And you know this, everyone is a locust, keep it you off your focus, never asking who wrote this. So quote this, see when you got a gift, you don't sound the same. So when you try to follow the crowd, it goes down the drain, you drown it, man. Searching for love, you'll always be on the run. Real quick, let me do one more track and I'll be done. This is my last line. My last line. Like rewriting a perfect letter, I would never be better than my last line. That's my last line. Like rewriting a perfect letter, I would never be. Hey dawg, I just wanna let you know, continue to stay in your lane, man. Be that sore thumb. Just don't get your respect for it, homie. Don't follow the crowd. Just be you, man. Like God sculpted you too. I promise it's all gonna work out.
Would God have for me, it is for me. Oh, what God has for me, it is for me. And I know without a doubt that He will bring me out. Cause what God has for me, it is for me. It is for me. It is for me. What God has for me, it is for me. And I know without a doubt that He will bring me out. Cause what God has for me, what God has for me, yeah, what God has for me, it is me.
Well, this is something I know to be true, and not just something that I've seen. Well, this is the story, and to God be the glory. It's called The Preacher and the Dope Fiend. Now, the fiend was out in the neighborhood, just doing what most fiends do. He was catching him a hustler, buying himself a beer, and asked him to buy him one, too. Trying to hustle up some change, they get him a blast, stopping everybody in front of the store. And no matter what you gave him, it just wasn't enough. He was always asking for more. Well, one day, he stopped the preacher and said, "Sir, can you spare me a dime?" And the preacher said, "Son, I'd give you a dollar if you come to my church one time." And the fiend said, "Sir, I would love to go. It's just I don't have no way." But the preacher said, "Son, no problem at all. Just tell the reverend where you stay." And he gave him some clothes and he dressed him up. And every Sunday he gave him a ride. And this week he got a dollar, the next he got two. And by the third, he was up to five. And now the preacher was happy, he was winning the soul, so he continued to show him some love. But the hustler, he was a real smooth brother, now he getting nothing but dubs. He said, "Preacher, man, I just love the fish, let's slip off and run down to the creek." And the preacher said, "You know we got revival now, but we can go for a show next week." And after church, all week long, the fiend had plenty of dope. So when it was time for them to go fishing, he was ready to go. Now the preacher had supplied all of the rods and all of the bait. And no need to question the fiend's money. We all know it's fake. And while they was out on the boat, the rev had the fiend's attention. And he figured that this would be the perfect time to try to get him to listen. The rev said, "Son, I've been down that same road you're on. And I'll do the same thing every week until all my money was gone. I had to repent and ask God to change my ways." And the fiend said, "Man, that was a long time ago. It had to be way back in the days. This stuff that they got now, man, it keeps you coming back." He said, "Rev, look at here. Have you ever tried crack?" And the preacher man said, "No, but to my God, that is nothing." So the fiend said, "Well, look at here. Let me show you something." He reached down in his pocket and he pulled out his stem. Then he pulled out enough crack for both of them. He said, "If God is as strong as you claim him to be, smoke some of this and get him to set both of us free." Now the preacher felt intimidated, cause the fiend had called him out. He reached out and grabbed that stem, and he put it in his mouth. And he hit it hard, just to show the fiend it did inhale. And by the time that he blew out that smoke, the rev was high as hell. And the fiend was impressed, but it was something that he didn't like. He didn't have enough to get both of them all through the night. Now that they done quit fishing and they was headed home, and the preacher he stayed over there until all that dope was gone. So he looked at the fiend and said, "I told you that it wouldn't hurt. Now when Sunday comes around, my son, will I see you in church?" And the fiend, he said, "Yes, as long as I can get my dove. Who else there at your church is going to show me that kind of love?" And no later that week, the reverend stopped by again. And the fiend said, "Man, we got church tonight." He said, "Nope, I want something for 10. And the fiend said, "Rev, these boys right here, they don't like selling dimes." But the rev said, "Only just want a taste. I want to feel it just one more time." So the fiend hooked him up after he pinched around, and he pinched him off some crumbs. And just like that, the rev shook his head like, "Boy, you must think I'm dumb." He smoked what he had, and that was that. And pretty soon, he was on his way. And if you thought that he was gone, he came back the very next day. But this time, the reverend, he had some money, a bunch of ones, fives, and tens. And the fiend's eyes started gleaming and started scheming. He invited over all his friends. Now, the reverend didn't like that the fiend came overhead, because it wouldn't be good if the pastor they committed found out. And for months, they did their thing. They just smoked out of style. And And until he realized he had a conscience and guilt set in after a while. The fiend decided that he'd had enough, so he dropped to his knees and prayed. And he cried and he prayed and he prayed and he cried and asked the Lord to take that sickness away. And through the confessions of his mouth and a sincere heart, the Father answered his prayer. And just like it started, it had now departed. That desire was no longer there. But the rib kept slipping and doing his thing, and he figured he'd never get caught. And when he got busted, never again to be trusted, he figured it was all the fiend's fault. Now check this out, the totally switch. The ex-fiend is not preaching the word, and the rev is still smoking. And I'm not joking. It's a true story, not just something that I've heard.
So here's it goes out at 35.
It'll be, yeah. If I get it right, I can just eliminate like one more line or so.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Anna, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys enjoyed that, the first round of the Lyrical Cypher. I'm about to open up the open mic line to just pay homage to everybody who's calling in. Big shouts out to everybody listening via web. I can't see you, but I do appreciate you. For everybody who's listening, I just want to shout out to you and also give you a chance to spit on the mic. And if you have something going on in your community, please let us know so we can support you as well. All right. We got 347 on the what's up?
Hey, what's going? How y'all doing tonight?
Going pretty good. Welcome back.
Thank you. Appreciate
what's
the love.
Up.
Love the show. You know.
Anytime.
I'm here. I'm ready.
Oh, let's get it.
All right, cool. This is Rome.
Yeah, what's up, Rome?
Here we go. Chilling. I don't know if I said it already, but I'm going to say it again. Fuck it. We here. Bury the food and change the scenery.
Oh, you can't curse on me.
Oh, sorry.
Wrong. Can't
pardon,
wait till we can't curse.
All right. Okay. Let me get you. Bury the food to change the scenery. Needs in me. Vices buried deep in me. Fighting for signs of incomplete schemes. So indecisive from lights, not so black and white. From all that went wrong, yet so previously. Pebble, yet so it seems to be. Petals fall dying, I'm withered from winter's feasting. I grew so peace to meet. It's whether or not we keep repeats, these terrors of plots come with the scenes. We never cannot not keep a head up to watch to see defeat. We seem to relish. Sweet, that feeds a fetish just to see what fire hell is. If not for us, and suffer. Disconnected fears, we find comfort. Fears that we never cope in years forever. Never spoke to peers, never known. If ever what's been kidding clever alone, the shepherd would have heard that felt to let the effort home. But what's the lesson if it's better never known? I cry alone, I draw the letters written. Foolish pride, convictions never toned, a misfit. Headed fast without the limits to a headed stone that's scripted. Birth to moment when it's dead and gone. Dead alone like living. Yet we know it's precious. Down the stairs we headed. That alone, depressions hold resentment. Regretful woes, a test our fold and answer questions, fails, close, the chapters never read. We told for fashions, passions, never goals, we lashed in. Quick attractions, never last, anxieties and flashes kept the mind so present, absent. Part of never ending actions, caught up in reflections, glasses shattered, picking parts up, plastered, gathered. Relish moments that I fled from, past that kept up last, and every first I found my betters, felt the worst, recycled mess ups. Winds was never everlasting. Let ups, downs, I birthed, I felt forever crash. Her grips are just like glass, the hopes be everlasting. Glass, she holds the past, she knows an ever tragic. Homes we hope to build to epic castles. Just imagine hopes is more than prints. It's not just holes we dig, we put for never planting. Plans we never meant for having growth, we balance, cope to manage. Ropes so tight I might not ever grasp across. I hope I could to show what's meant is what we have and haven't. Chances given, many fractured. Hill given, plenty time can build stronger. Figure meals, we hunger, passion, structures. What was willed would never come to know. We couldn't handle wills. We stared in days and never crashed it. Driven further, purpose that was real is granted. Tests we given, still we managed. Rose to heaven's gate, the passion's thought. Some thought would never wait. It's meant these treasures buried under endless minds and pettiness from plenty flustered. Of clustered, meant to look of nothing, meant for pressures just to break, deserve a come up, not divorce or force to function. What's together if not to build a flex with waves we levy? Different levels we meant to help elevate the difference, to find levels we can demonstrate. Compromise from what we come promised can never break. abound in silence, paper never made, a short acknowledgement to what was here already, steady, all at stake, we levered fate, what took the effort, what was meant to make, I'm blessed, I meant it from the day I said it, if whatever way it still remains, still stick and be what's mentioned, to my deathbed, given any day, you gave me reason, better me, you seen a blessing, and a better me inside the record, you seen everything, that you accepted, gave you everything, these thoughts reflected, came so effortlessly, just how we let it when we let it be. From it is strength and you gain lessons like you fed them to me. Blessings I don't doubt. What's meant to be a destiny we destined to reach without a question. And it's time to cement this to be. And to that time I hope I keep what's left before it's let up and leave. For better, sick of it all, it'd be dreaded to see. Cutting it all short, lost, shredded a seed, crop, stop for it, reach top. A cloud, get up to see, not what could be a sycamore tree. Tall wisdom, a ring form, rooted in all that we saw. And seeing more than what we saw to do it. When is you and me?
I can dig it. What is that piece? Tell us a little bit about it.
What's that?
So, what inspired you to write that piece? I said, tell me a little bit about it.
Oh, that's a relationship piece. So, me and my shorty, I just realized I got super amped. I was super excited.
Mm-hmm.
So I was super amped up in the moment and just realizing how I said it. But yeah, it's just it was just a relationship piece talking about the ups and downs, you know.
Okay.
And being reflective on my relationship and how it went.
Okay.
So it's just a piece like that.
Okay. I appreciate you sharing. Look, I had to catch you real quick because I don't want to be thrown off the air.
What's that?
I said I had to catch you real quick when you was doing your piece. I said I just don't want to be thrown off the air. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. But for the most part, I don't curse a lot. I mean, I only had the one line that had a curse in it that I had to stop myself. But I don't really curse, you know?
I feel like
I respect people that do curse. Like, sometimes it's a strong word. When you curse, it's a strong emotional aspect,
yeah.
But if you overdo it, it loses the substance of it, you know?
Yeah.
So for the most part, I don't curse.
Right. I will admit, I curse from time, you know what I'm saying, from time to time, too, but I just can't do it. We just can't do it on the air. I just want to make sure we still keep the show. That's why
right,
I stopped
cool,
you.
You know?
Yeah, but I appreciate
all
it.
Right,
everything
well.
Stay on the line so we can put you back in rotation.
All right, thank you.
All right, no problem. Everybody that was roamed in the building all the way from New York, all right, and we got JD the building. What's up, JD?
What's up, Shana? How you doing?
Doing pretty good. What's up? What you
been
up to?
Been missing for the last 2 weeks, but I couldn't miss tonight.
That's up.
I've been super busy, so I want to give a shout out to the. I want to give a shout out to the 242 Bahamas and the Boom Boom Room and all my other friends that be calling in, showing love.
Okay. That's what's up. You spit for us tonight?
Nah, I'm just listening tonight.
Okay. That's what's up. Well, please, keep on the line, the Boom Boom Room and 242 Bahamas in the building. And most of all, you know what I'm saying, the head honcho in the building. All right, everybody. What's up? What's up?
Be sure a little bit. Yo, how you
what's
doing,
up,
China?
Man?
I'm here,
yeah.
I'm here. I got to walk away.
Right,
yeah, I did. And again, I got company. Everybody get ready to walk out because I told them I got to do my radio show. but they haven't left yet, so.
Oh, okay.
As I had it on, yeah, they listened to it, and they was like, yo, listen to this. You think you're somebody? I was like, no, I ain't nobody, man. They're just messing with me. That's what you
ain't nothing like it, man.
Yo, but it's
that
one.
Nice.
It's all about, and you know how I feel about it, man. It's all about just trying to reach people, man, and I'm just it's doing God's work. That's all. That's what I'm trying to do. And having fun doing it. And having fun doing it though. That's the thing. Anyway, well, I thank you, man. I thank you. And I got to get to work. I got a lot of work to do. And I mean, I got a lot of stuff to make up for. As a matter of fact, I think hopefully you'll share it. I got another poem if everybody is just listening. I got another testimony coming up, man. If y'all check it out, man, it's like, I got a lot to do, man. I got a lot of stuff to make up for. You know what I'm saying? I've done so much that, you know what I mean, you got to correct the wrongs. You know what I mean? So I got a lot of work to put in, y'all. And you know what I'm saying? Just know that. Yeah, and it's coming out, man. So.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all just stay tuned. Anyway, I'm going to find something to read for y'all in a minute, in the next round or so. So, I'm just going to listen.
What's up?
So what now?
All right, everybody. Carlos DMX poetry. Huh?
That's me. Go ahead. All right.
All right, everybody. I got another call on line. We got a 984 on the line. What's up? Oh, what's up, Willie? What's up, Willie? Can you hear me? I might have technical difficulties. All right, try this again. All right, let me try another call on line. I got a 252-301 on the line. What's up? This is Shauna.
Hey, Shauna. It's Donna.
Hi, Donna. How you doing?
Hi, girl. Doing super good. Super good. I had to holler at you. I missed last week, but you know how it is when you're doing so much.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, please forgive me. I haven't forgotten about you.
Oh, no, it's all good, really. My schedule has been so hectic and everything preparing for our play. For those of you that don't know, I'm an actress with A Place in the Heart Theater Company. We do have an up-and-coming production called Old Timers. It's going to be at the Aiden Recreation Center starting November 16th. I think it's November 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th. So, y'all, welcome to come check us out. It's a free show. So, we're really looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah.
But, and then also, of course, my family, you know, Riddick family. Definitely want to give a shout-out to my family. It's holding it down. All of my supporters, our supporters out there, we really are so, so grateful. We're working on the album. We keep getting people asking, when is the album going to be finished? You know, we're hoping next month to have it out, but if not, you know, just know that we're working on some really good quality stuff, so it'll be well worth the wait, promise.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm proud of you guys.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It means so much from you, you know. It's hard out here, and when you got the support, you know, from sisters like yourself that are just genuine, you know, that means so much. So I want to do just a little bit of freestyle, feel really inspired.
Okay.
Just to kind of piggyback. Yeah, just kind of piggyback on what we were just talking about, genuine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So I'm just going to let it flow. I might make a mistake, but it's all good. Won't be the first time, won't be the last.
Sure, enjoy yourself.
Yeah. Genuine, not gin, not wine. Genuine, the real thing. Genuine, not gin, not wine. Real thing, that's what's fine. I think about the real things in life, so important. I think about life. And the things that I do, it means so much to me. It means so much to me. It's so genuine, not gin, not wine. Genuine, it's fine this time. Genuine, not gin, not wine. Talking about the real thing. So fine. Yeah, I'll catch you the next round with something else.
That was beautiful, girl. You, and, yeah. And thank you for coming.
The fact that you keep going,
Shay, gives that mean why. Just that you're doing your thing, and I hope to see you at the show next month. This month, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely I got to look back at my calendar. I got to see what day. I know we have something coming. We're going to be, we're going to be at a place called Mary Hill, North Carolina, at a like a Hallelujah night. We're going to be singing, you know, the single focus. And then the 28th, we're going to be in Farmville at a variety show. October 28th. Yeah. So I'm just going to try to, you know, I'm trying to come in. Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, God is good. Can't complain. He's been so good
That's
to
right.
us. So,
well, yeah,
we just try to get in there. Huh?
Oh, yeah. I said, doors open for you. I said, and God's making room for your gifts. So just keep doing what you're doing.
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And stay in contact with me, lady.
Okay, I will.
All right, everybody. That was a beautiful song. Jim, that was beautiful. We got a few more artists on the line.
Hey, Miss China, how are you?
All right. It seems like it's been a month.
I'm good. Sitting here getting my hair done. My birthday this week, so I'm getting my beautification on.
So
I'm trying to get my life. That's right.
That's right. Girl, I've had a couple people call me asking me to say that.
Oh,
I can't
really?
Yeah, I kept saying that my radio at my show, I was I got on the show. I just want to say this real quick. I got on the show at my show at Illusions, and I said, thank y'all for the lyrical cipher. I said, you know what? I'm tired because I'm at Illusions saying thank you for coming to lyrical cipher.
Wow.
And so I said, oh my God, I gotta get your life. I said, I need to sleep. And I said, get your life.
Right.
Yeah, because I was all the way messed up.
Going?
Great.
That's good.
It's all good. I cannot complain.
Yeah, you're not supposed to.
Nope.
Not supposed to.
And you say your birthday's when?
It's Thursday.
This Thursday?
This Thursday.
Well, this Thursday.
I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
You said this Thursday or next Thursday?
No, this Thursday, the 12th.
Oh, my God. Oh, we got to figure something out. So maybe we look out for you.
this Thursday. God's willing. If he allow me to open my eyes, I'll be 46 years old.
You go, girl. You're going to be fine. It's going to be amazing.
It will.
Yeah,
it will. God is good.
Oh, yeah. You got something for us tonight?
No, actually, like I said, I'm sitting here getting my hair done. My daughter's doing my hair, so I ain't get a chance, to write anything. I've been lackadaisy these past couple of weeks. I got to get get back on it.
Sometimes you got to do that. All right.
But I will have some stuff for you come next week.
Because okay.
I got a lot to tell.
Sounds good to me, girl. And look, I know I'm going to talk to you by the time for your birthday, but I'm just saying, I know you're going to have an awesome birthday. We wish you the Lyrical Illusions happy birthday from all of us and the team.
Thank you so very much. And
you're
I love
welcome.
You guys.
We love you too.
All right. Thank you.
Happy birthday. I'm wishing you happy birthday. And we have Truth in the building. What's up, Truth?
What's up? What's going on?
Not much. What you
get
got for us tonight?
Get your life.
Get your life.
Come again.
What's been going
on
with you? What's been going on with you?
Working. Did you see the jewelry line? Did you see the chain that is yes, I've already talked with the jeweler, and we're going to be multiplying that for sale. So that is great.
Okay. It's all coming together.
But how you been doing today?
I'm doing great.
Okay. You know, today was, well, this was my second week on my new job, and I'm not even tired. So I had a ride out. I'm leaving Jacksonville on my way back to the house, so I could chill out. But just trying to stay peaceful. You know, just trying to stay at peace.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But
What you got for us tonight?
Okay, here we go. What you want to hear? Go with my heart.
Go with heart.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. So I'm traveling down this road of confusion, seeing the trees following me behind. Stop signs through the byways and highways. Oceans open up like rivers. Great miles speak before dumbfoundedness. Fakeness and the realness is not apart, but they begin to entwine together like the haters. Those that come after me make me stronger. They push their voices and opinions with the fake voices and the fake beings, with the fake lies, the dead ties, and I wonder why they despise the wise. But see, I sit apart of a mountain, and I know that my strength is well. I'm like an eagle there in the rough as I spread my wings and fly, too high for them to touch me, too high beyond their own expectancy. See, they're not understanding the thesis. Why my metaphors bring stanzas, and I bring damage to the minds of those who don't understand. They're not pushed the greatness of the anger of a drying. Like the lions, I still provide. See, here on this ground, I'm lying and waiting in the great things of the jungles and the brushes. I see you lurk. Great words I'm seeking and thinking, still leaking and looking for the brains. Brains to understand how I'm thinking, but my mind being inspired by the inspiration, dedicated for dedication. It's penetrated from my mind as the greatness of their own penetration. Necessary against my adversary. I find the strength within myself. Within myself. Within myself. Truth. Rah.
Shoot,
get your life.
Get your life. See, that's my only, look, my only time I can sing. Does it sound okay when I sing it?
Huh? Yeah.
Does it sound okay when I sing it? Because I'm not a singer.
Yeah, it's awesome. Get your life. Like, been trying to say it all week and can't say it like you.
Because I can join it.
You can't take away
what belongs to
me. Huh?
You can't take it away. I was thinking of Shakespearean.
Yeah.
You can't take it away from
oh.
me.
I think we talked about the open mic spot that I found that I'm probably going to be doing a venue there. It's going to be every other week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do it every other week, not just once a month.
Okay.
And as soon as I get up with my two new sponsors that I have, I will let you know how that's going to go.
And congratulations.
I have an invitation to perform in Maryland. I don't know when yet.
Amen.
But we're going to ride out.
Oh, you got this.
I'm going to stay in rotation. All right.
That's what's up. All right. Work out. Everybody, that was true.
Yeah.
In the building, he is Illusion Street Team Manager and also the founder CEO of True Productions Incorporated. And we're going to be rocking out. So, let's get it.
Just let me tell you now. When I had you to myself, I didn't want you around. Those pretty faces always made you stand out in a crowd. But someone picked you from the bunch. One glance was all it took.
Yeah. You know, everybody go through trials and tribulations, you know.
Yeah.
Gotta stay in your lane, you know. Keep focused. Everything ain't hard. You feel me? It seems all the time. Everybody just, you just gotta get up and grind. Make it happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep it going. Don't stop. Focus.
I'm gonna have to let these tears go.
I promise my fam that I won't quit. These haters, they want me to forfeit. I'm annoying them, they're not important.
I
bring my all to every performance. We move to a new level. This that stomping on the devil. This that pedal to the metal. This that get you out the ghetto. This that God is on my schedule.
Yeah.
Y'all got problems to let go. Get clean, wash your flesh. You never know what happened next, bro. Watch for the snakes as they fighting the heck. Keep your head up and spray to keep going. My eyes open wide, I'ma head to the sky. I'm just living my life, I keep open. This beat is the door, my voice is the key. And I feel like it's made, it's been chosen to open. I'm focused.
I reach the turning point. That soul starts to ache and get the burning point. I cut back on the blunts, the cigarettes still got me, and every now and then I will burn a joint. And I'm walking through a cloud of smoke about to choke. And I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, because he's constantly chasing me. Keep temptation in the form of beautiful women constantly facing me. But I know if I fall a victim to what they call a relationship, there'll be no replacing me. But I ain't hating me. I'm loving me. Constantly. I love everywhere I've been. I love everything I've done. I love everything that I become, because only I know the hells from where I came from. And I left those hells. And I was trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, because he's forever close by. The devil is always on my back, possibly because I love every man that's black, from the professional man to the man who smoked to the man who sell crack, because I got a piece of wisdom I can drop to anyone to help them get their lives on track. I'm just hoping I don't get caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time. Whether it be driving to the studio without a license or trying to buy a dime or dime piece. As a piece of me, try to get the rest of me to follow the path of trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause now he's in my vision. I can see the devil clearly. I can even see the devil creeping on me through those I do love dearly. Sometimes the devil and I, we see eye to eye. That's when I'm standing in the mirror. And the eyes of my reflection told me that if I ever wanted to be a part of anything that God is planning, the only devil in my way was the one in the mirror standing. So I'm standing there, and I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. That's when the words of my elders came rushing back to me. They said, son, if you trying, then you lying. So I switched the whole thing around. I got to God, now to them devils I can't be found. I'm covered in grace, I drop my pride, and I stay walking so humble now. And all the negativity that's around me, I'm starting to see it crumble now. Because I got to God, these devils can't make me stumble now. Peace.
This morning I woke up with breakfast in bed on my mind, but instead I had to get up and take a part and clear my mind. You see, something was wrong in the midst of my own error. I was misunderstood and didn't understand the feeling. You see, my life was lost because I couldn't count up the cost to be the boss because I didn't have a job. And see, my mom was on drugs. And see, my little sister was out in the streets. See, doing bad things, I didn't like this, so I tried to figure out a way to bring my family out of poverty. See, born and raised in the ghetto, we didn't have much things to understand, but see, our car was better than the rest of them. So daily I walked to school, it seemed like I was getting beat up because our things were better than theirs. Understanding that I was still a young child, not even a toddler anymore, but see, I was just beginning to understand the great things of responsibility. These things were coming for me because I was the oldest of three and one. Four, that is, three boys and one girl. But see, I seen apart from the rest of them because I was different. And see, I didn't want to be like the rest of them. Seemed like they were all going down the wrong road, traveling down the wrong things. Gang banging, drugs and guns and violence. See, I didn't understand that man was still rising. See, I've been seeing in the beginning of the livelihood how it was becoming. He was becoming the great man I called Mr. Pistol. Understand this is a great man. I was still praying on the great man's steeple. See, the Lord walked with me daily and kept me alive through these great things and these travesties. Catastrophic demise, see, I was loving myself and guiding myself and understand I hate to be better to myself. I didn't want to be a part of this great man's society, dead man's entities. These things were coming for me. This was a metaphorically thesis. See, I'm loving the great man that I've become because I understand that I made it out of dead man's poverty. Truth be told, unorthodox speaking and great words I'm metaphorically seeking. Symbolically, I'm simple. Great man's I'm comfy, but I'm speaking with no dimples. See, I keep my hair shaved and my beard, what you call my mane. And see, on top of my head, I got my crown. So I stand afar from being low to the ground. See, I never stumble or fall flat on my face, but I always catch my face and sing amazing grace. See, these are the great words that are entwined coming from my mind as I get down, dance to the soothe of my own reality, my identity. This is the state things, and this is how I'm coming for thee. See, I'm coming for y'all who don't understand dead men living in a dead man's poet society. Great things, this is a sobriety test on AA Anonymous. Great things, I see I'm coming because this is anonymous. Anonymous, see, I'm absent for great man's scene, not public in violence and not doing things of dead man's society. See, I'm coming out from under and being separated. That's what the word says. Acts 2:38, you better get it right. Your soul searching, seeking great things, and this is believing. See, I'm bleeping in the great limelight to understand this is a great thing that I like. I like to eat Mikey Nights on my spare time. I understand, sit back and watch a movie. This is groovy to me, the great man's dance in my own reality. These things are my life and I'm living with stability. This is my reality, not my humility. See, truth be told, in great words, you're gonna understand how I'm being made whole. Feeling myself, understanding myself. I'm always loving myself. This is how I'm guiding it. See, I'm feeling great things today because I'm smiling. But see, I escaped great man's obstacles. And I almost died, but I lived and still here, man. I'm an optional. option, too good or bad. But see, I love the Lord, so I continue to do what he said and not be sad. This is what I had before I left, just great words to express myself and not sit in vain to understand that I don't have to be sad and be a lame man, but understand that I can be better. Not a father yet, but I pray one day I have a daughter to raise and keep away from those haters. Bite biters, great men's a dead man's backslider. This is Slayer like Buffy and the Vampire Slayer. See, I cipher on great man's blood and Jesus continue to keep me within. Not a dead man's sin, but this is how I love in myself. I'm always guiding it. See, I never be fake to myself, always be true to myself. Understand that I'm riding. Riding on a great man's cloud where Jesus continue to keep me in. Not an endo cloud. Don't need to be high to have fun, but always understand this is how we have to get it down before it's a rerun. Truth. Epics and great man's distortion and proportions. Rah!
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. We're about to open up open mic lines again, and let's get it in. As a matter of fact, I'm about to do something a little different when we open open mic lines. And a new joint by Carlos. Carlos called DMX Apology. Guys, let's look back. We're looking back.
See, after last week, I was all excited about the preacher and the dope fiend. But releasing it publicly, it revealed something to me that I've never seen. It really made me think about all the things that I did in my past. I thought about all the dirt that I did and all the fix that they had. And what did I do? Yeah, y'all know, I used to sell drugs. But I got a little deeper in the game than that. I was more like a straight-up thug. From city to city and from state to state, I was steady chasing that paper. And if I couldn't get it from selling drugs, I just pulled me a caper. See, it was all about my money. Nothing else. It didn't matter. Do whatever you want, dummy. As long as my pockets was getting fatter. I didn't care who you were, or none of your responsibilities that you had. I took your wit, your food stamps, your cash, as long as you just sweetened up my bag. I didn't care if your lights were cut off, or your rent was due, or your food, no food in the refrigerator. I sold dope to a pregnant lady, and yo, she just had to worry about that later. And for years, that was my mentality, y'all, as I ran the entire East Coast. I was leading my own folks astray. But back home, that's where I did it the most. And that's where it hit me. I mean, it hit me very close to home. Somebody was doing the exact same thing that I was doing. But to me, that was wrong. See, you can't sell that stuff in my family. You must have lost your mind. And just like that, y'all, I quit. I left the game behind. So I thought. Well, social media is booming, y'all. Facebook hooking me up with all my old friends. So I sent them a letter in the inbox. I was like, yo, how have you been? They said, yo, Carlos, I'm just getting out of rehab, trying to regain custody of my kids. Another friend was like, I'm out on parole, man. I just did a 9-year bid. And I just found out that Pookie, the young boy that used to make all the runs for me, his mama said he got caught back in 2008. And he won't be coming home until 2023. Another young lady that I knew. Back in the day, she was a real sexy lady. But she got hooked on drugs, y'all. Now she the mother of 3 crack babies. I can only imagine how many went to prison. And even worse, ended up in their graves. This is why I had to change the way that I was living. Look at the damage I did back in the days. Now, even though that I've changed, y'all, later, and I'm still seeing the effects, that's why God put me back in the game. And I got to see if I can clean up this mess. So if anybody need an ear, or maybe just some encouraging words, remember, this is not another story. This is the truth, not just something that I heard.
That was an awesome debut. Second track that I've gotten from Carlos, a.k.a. I call him DMX the Poetry. The flow, phenomenal. The transparency, off the chain. And I hope that it touched somebody like it touched me. So, without further ado, let's go ahead and get Carlos on the line. What's up, Carlos?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. I'm smiling. Oh, man. I like it myself, man. But it was just me talking, man. Just another, I let my brother hear it, and he said it was just my testimony. And pretty much that's what it is. And
exactly.
I just hope it reached somebody.
Oh, yeah.
I had, like I said, and I mean, it's just to talk about it, man. It's like what inspired it is like just. I was talking to some of, you know what I'm saying, like Facebook. And, you know what I'm saying, through Facebook, I went through my old class reunion and I got up with some people that I hadn't spoke to in years, you know what I'm saying? Even when I was, like I said, when I was back there doing what I was doing and stuff at that time, you know what I'm saying, I hadn't seen them since we was young. And now that we got a little age on us and stuff, man, and I found out some of the stuff that they've been through. And, you know what I mean? And even though it wasn't necessarily them, you know what I'm saying, the other folks that I put in those same type of situations and stuff, man, kind of make you feel bad for what you did and stuff, man. And now that you're trying to do, now that you're trying to do right, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You just try to find a way to help those, you know what I'm saying, correct what you did. That's the only thing, you know what I'm saying? That's the only thing I feel like I can do is like, you know what I'm saying, try to fix what I messed up. I mean, and if, That's what I try to speak on.
Oh yeah.
Oh no. I don't
mean
to get all,
No. You good, man. It's transparency is key. I promise you, you'll be rewarded for that. It's all about transparency and you take ownership and you can, that's how you grow. You can't grow stagnant. Man. I don't want to be a weed.
Oh, okay. No.
Yeah. I said, you can't grow stagnant. I said, I don't want to be a weed, you know, if that makes any sense. Do you got anything for us?
I got a little quick one that I could share with us right quick. It's called Why. All right, here it is. It says, sometimes I talk to myself and I ask myself why. Why do I put myself in situations that makes me want to cry? So why do I do wrong? When I know I should do right, why do I do things that I know are not right in God's sight? Why do I play with fire when I know that it will burn? Why not do the obvious? Why not just look and learn? Why try to take shortcuts when there's only one way? Why do I take new chances knowing that I will pay? Why do I submit to this flesh? Am I just that weak? Why do I don't take heed when I hear him speak? Why do I seek excitement? What's wrong with being bored? Why not take that time to get closer to the Lord? Why do I have so many questions? Aren't the answers given to me? Why do I feel blind? What is it that I can't see? These are just a few things that I sit and I wonder why. And I hope to answer them all. Well, at least I'm going to try. Why? And that's that, y'all.
That was hot, man.
No, it's just me thinking.
Oh, yeah.
Me thinking.
Somebody needs to hear that. And I'm always at that.
I hope so. I hope so. Somebody else had these same thoughts at times. So just know that. You ain't the only one to go through stuff, man. Everybody go through stuff.
Exactly. I agree with you, Moses. And keep doing what you're doing. Keep writing and keep inspiring.
I try to. Y'all enjoy the show.
Alright. Yeah, it was Carlos. Carlos, have one ready for me at the end of the show. We actually going to close out in a little after the next round.
Alright.
Alright. We got it. Let's see what we got here. Got a couple people on the line. I'm trying to get on. Did they get a chance to get on earlier? What's up? What's up, Willie?
Hey, what's up, dude? What's up?
I know that's right. What's up? What's up?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to
love
leave to work for you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you pretty good.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm getting ready to leave work and getting ready to head home to my wife, my new wife.
Amen.
And
that's what I'm talking about.
Everybody should get married at least one time in a lifetime.
Well, maybe one day God will bless me with that opportunity. Never had that.
You gotta, hey, look, you gotta seek his fam. He's out there. He's
Amen.
Out there waiting on you, Tana.
Wow, look, pray for me.
Listen, this is both our second marriage, and
uh-huh.
30 some years, after 30 some years of going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, we finally decided to do it. Yeah, that's
ain't
a long time to wait on some love. Ain't no wrong with that.
That's right.
But yeah, I don't have too much to talk about other than something that I thought about today and it just. And it came across me many times a day while I was on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if many of your listening audience have probably heard of Dr. Seedy.
No, I haven't.
I think last year. Yeah. He was like a holistic kind of doctor. And some of the things he was talking about, by me working in dialysis, it was a key factor in everything that we did. And this is something that's not really taught to a lot of people and the education of it, but the pH level, it's something that God has put in every living thing, and that's a pH level. And in the human body, our pH level that helps regulate our body into staying alive, whether we live or die, whether we get sores or whatever, is that how we keep our pH balance in order. And so what has happened over the years, they have messed up our pH balance. And we, not understanding how the whole God system is set up, it's like, okay, what's going on? That's why we're getting ill at an early age. People are dying at the age of 40 and 30 and all this other stuff. It's because what happened is we are allowing ourselves to get a low pH balance, and that's through acidic foods. And foods is high in starch and stuff like that, it downgrades our pH balance, wherein foods is high in alkaline upgrades our pH balance to keep it balanced. So anything over an alkaline of 7, according to Dr. Seavey, is good for our body. And any alkaline foods below that 7 is not good. And like I said, when I worked in dialysis, one day I wasn't feeling good at all. So we had this test strip that I used. It's a pH test strip. And so what I did is, you know, I went and checked my urine, and that's how you do the pH test. You take your urine and you take a test. And I checked, and I said, oh, my God, my pH balance is out of whack. And so I went immediately and started eating more alkaline foods. And do you know, China, within a week's time, my body got back in alignment with the way God intended for it to be. And like I said, we have to really stay focused on our pH balance with our bodies, because once you get that out of whack, you know, it could take months to get it back in order. And like I said, you look at the water, they charge us so much for a bottle of water, but then you look and it says, okay, I can get two liters of sodas for $2, but a bottle of water is $1.99 for 16 ounces. You got to ask yourself, what in the world? Or a salad is $5.99, but a burger that's terrible is 99 cents. So you got to ask yourself, why they got the cheap prices for the bad foods and the expensive prices for the good foods? It's because it's designed to keep you in the hospital. And that's all basically I had to say. I did have a poem, but, you know, since I'm getting ready to get in the car and hit the road, I'll probably do it next time. And that's basically it for me tonight. But thanks for allowing me to speak on your platform.
Anytime. We appreciate you, Willie. Keep doing what you're doing and keep spreading that knowledge.
You're welcome.
All right, everybody. Anytime. That Willie, everybody. Hope you guys enjoy. All right, so we got Truth on. What's up, Truth? What you got?
Okay, here we go. Sometimes you can find love in the strangest place, hiding behind a bush or falling out of the sky before the clouds can find darkness. Sometimes you can find love in the least expected place. They're hiding within the grocery store, maybe in a car riding by you, or maybe just smiling in your face. Maybe you can find love shining from above before the stars shine bright at night, finding your way from the north to the south, east, west, become the greatest places. I find that to be the best. Finding myself at the soulmate hole, swimming with the love in the rivers, never-ending courses, verses, rehearses, smiling, no cursing, understanding love at its best. Far from the rest, I find the love in the strangest places, where it soothes my soul and give me a great melody, a smooth beat, before I take swims in oceans, before seagulls fly, before the birds and the bees die. Sometimes I can find love within the deepest places, spaces, faces, and places and traces. Too close it follows sometimes, much like my shadow, my own disappears before the sun comes out, dew drops in the morning. Sometimes you can find love in the strangest places. Truth.
Wow. That's what's up, True.
All right.
Anytime. Got a lot of crazy background noise back on back here. But we appreciate you. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Oh, yeah. All right, everybody. It was Truth in the building in that poetry freestyle. All right. So, next artist, we got Rome on the line. What's up, Rome? Let me get you on. Technical difficulties you got. All right. What's up, Rome?
Hey, hey. Chilling, chilling, enjoying the show, vibing with y'all, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm glad you're up here. And what you got for us?
Yeah. All right, this piece is called Memoirs of the Lost. Here we go. Rested eyes to set her mind black. Injected sleep through her vein to ease the pain when she lay her spine flat. As he being they take advantage of the time that they got what they paid was invested to what she needed to coincide that. As another piece of her soul floated through eyes half open, then no remorse beckon her no emotion. While she lay her head amongst the pillow where her tears die at. Until the time passed, she lay in bed broken when she no longer lay hoping. Until the potion decided to let her mind back in a dream deep in the same sheet she lived on her life at. Be the only time she resides where she can never mind that. The only place God can try to remind that. Faith's the only thing that you can lose, but it's you when it finds back. Such meaning for a cause she could never try had, but at the age of 16 she shouldn't have to subside that. And over shadows of the mess she could never have seen self. So every end was a cold sweat, tightening her arm belt, fighting to say no, crying for Lord's help, trying to disregard what only can harm self, but so seductive the charm as her mind follows body, feeling her arms melt, the feeling to be detached, flustered, and discontinued, to just continue the cycle of what she hates. Customer's never wrong, so the customer never waits. It's the base, and in its place, the customer's always right, even if it's a rate. Not much more of this she could take. Was it none she could, just from the gate. But if home cannot provide, it makes an orphan out the soul they couldn't pride. And when the father tries to be a friend, and from a friend a lover, she's a shock, disgust that's in her eyes, but every time he tries to touch her, and there's no place that she can hide, and wounds will crack, smoke's the sky, the only thing that can confide within her mother. Suffers what it was, suffers what she did, suffered through the abortion, and know her father was the father of a kid. And the harder it all gets, you feel it be no wonder she finds herself right where she is. But enough has been enough, and she's enough and close to live. So she packs her little stuff she has to start over again. But towards the end, I'm running with a man from all the men, wanting to be 10 with 4 crumpled up 10s. But a customer is right, and no, this wouldn't do. He wasn't hearing that again, so force was then pursued. But she's starting over new, so she's denying him again. Kicking and she's screaming, and he's choking to subdue. But there's nothing she would do. There's nothing she could do. He choked her till she's blue. Lifeless in the street, was like sleep amongst the sheet. In her dreams where she resided, where her faith can always meet. So never was the end of time, come time again to do. And death is so be free, and now she's starting over new. Memoirs of the lost. And that's that piece.
That was wrong. I appreciate you most definitely. Keep spitting that poetry.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. That was Room in the building. All right. So we're going to do another round of Lyrical Cypher, and after we're going to close out so y'all get y'all pieces ready. I need Rome to be on deck, Truth to be on deck, and I need Carlos to close out. So y'all be ready, and we're going to get it in.
Yeah, this it right here, y'all. Yeah, this that new vibe. Take it back for a second to the AZ day. Yeah, I'm just another overrated quote, an underrated MC. Which one is true? Which one is false? Both fit with MV. Philosophical thoughts is too deep for a shallow mind, but they'll still catch it. Cause faith tells me without a sign, it's nothing like the first few verses. This is deeper, like a woman who can cook through it all. This a keeper, I've been ran out of ink, but my method would never fail. Though a blind man can even read this to check the braille flow. I leave a mark, I leave an indention. This is my legacy, reminiscing on memories. All the places I'd rather be gone. See everybody talking, procrastinating what they gon' do. Don't even speak your mind, I respect the grind. But see it through, don't even know how to be a sore thumb. It's war, son, speaking the code, count clicks. See, this is more, son. You heard the phrase, you know the name, this is my stage. We lose our soldiers and faith, I'm building up the rage. I'm back to flipping up the page, what can I say? Look at the bay, hoping to say they are the rage in the deal. Because I ain't safe. The mixture, flipping these scriptures, that's me. Lyrical picture, wait till it hits ya, I see. Even the greatest fall off and pick it up again. Procrastination and hesitation, what have you stuck again? Yo, no weapon formed, I got God in my holster. I'm loving life while I'm living life like I'm supposed to go. Just live with another overrated quote and say, I'm back.
Brothers are dying, leaving mothers and children crying. We must come together as one, nourishing the souls of our young, teaching them that life doesn't have to be short. Continue to dream and conquer. They were compelled by the beauty of guns and drugs. Our brothers, our sons and fathers, the ones which we love, sucked in and released by death. It didn't have to be that way for wealth. Nathan could have been a doctor. Twink could have been a lawyer. Moondog could have been a teacher. But avoiding the pain inside, they were street leechers. But again, pushing the big body bins, Lexus coupe on chrome, sporting the gold, the ice, the polo, and cell phone, robbed of reality. Their lives became a casualty. Yes, the almighty dollar they call cream flashed before their eyes and destroyed their dreams.
Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak victory during the test. And no matter how you feel, speak the word and you will be healed. Speak of yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. Sometimes you have to speak the word over yourself. Depression is all around. Oh, but God is present help. But remember giants, they do fall. Speak up yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. Whoa, whoa.
My chamber of solitude, fasting, praying, practicing stillness. The present climate of your world led me to renunciation. No television, radio, or newspapers. Only uninterrupted focus upon realizing my creator has ordained a purpose for my being cannot be in vain. So I wait on the Lord to handpick me for the accomplishment of a will greater than my own. Vain attempts to live outside the box where many of my kindred rest. in a huddled misery, even now, as I approach the unknown, inner eye on the prize, the dream, the light of awakening to the fire shot up in my bones. I'm rising toward heaven, feels like I'm flying for a second, then warm, leads over me. Through a field of screams, the sacred name flees from the mouths of everything that breathes. I must be reaching nirvana. The light is fading. The returning darkness has become a palatable life force, responding to my once irrelevant presence of the pulse. My environment has heart and is worthy to be praised for its contributions into the new me. I am chosen, have been given enough power to rewrite the course of history. I am aimed at a future, moving your world closer to the unity I am. Now resident in the temple of King, on a balcony in the city of eternal beauty, following his majesty into paradise. Somewhere it is written, life is a gamble, death is certain. Memories of your gamble play back once the curtain closes, the spotlight dims. None know what they will lead to remembrance. I remember him smiling, not at me, but in my direction. It was the smile of surrender and acceptance in a split second forever that was over before it began. Within my chamber on the fourth morning in April, in the 1968th year since the death of Christ, another went to the cross, hairs giving me one shot at freedom. I took it and him past the threshold of certainty. Part of me owes him thanks, part owes an apology. But what is a bullet to do when the purpose for which I be leaves me broken, confused, and free from the shell casing of my former self?
What's up, everybody? I hope you guys enjoyed that very last round of the Lyrical Cypher. We got three of the hottest artists in the building. We got North Carolina in the building. We got New York. And we have Cali. So that's actually the order we're going to go with it. So we got Truth. That's North Carolina. We got Rome, New York. And we got Carlos all the way in California. So, let's get it.
I find it selfish. The righteous of my soul and my heart is still smiling. Walking and talking and living for the minds are still thinking. I can see the prosperity before the eyes become dark and vague. Interpretation for these things that need to be preceded. Great words and retribution. Retribution, great deeds and revelations. Condemnation dedicated for the great man's dedication. The sources, no abortions, no apologies, but just my homologies. The way I fly, the wind beneath my wings. The way I see the life in his hand, best hand, best man, last man standing. Bible in the right hand, still praying, on knees down and bended. Supplication for me, Truth. Rah, rah.
All right, y'all. We got Rome. What's up, Rome?
Fertile in the coming, curled in the stomach. From the beginning to the minute when the world felt like nothing. Listening to the game when mommy was not winning. To hear the bones chipping in the frame from every man that could have been pops riffing. To the nights hearing tears trying to figure how she done got in this. And the whispers of the suicidal thoughts but never could not quit it. Kicking, I stopped to listen. To the moans from the bones that's not healing. Cold shivers, hard liquor shots, feeling the pain she stopped feeling. The death threats left stressed with no child support. And I was there to hear that many times that baby is not mine's going to get an abortion. I was there to hear the sleepless nights because another man wants to sleep at night trying to be what's right. I was there to hear the game and the shame of how she believed that life. Knowing he would be what's wrong and she backtalk on so he beat her twice. One hand on the stomach. Thinking how every man was enough and I was there when she grieved that night. I was there I could see when she looked to fix her eyes from the bruise. I was there when the cop showed up with a knot swelled up but she denied the accused. I was there when he came back and loudly was smooth to say I love you, boo. I kicked once. Kicked twice, but she replied with a lie and said, I love you too. I was there and I could feel through the critical strain, through the spit, through the pitiful shame. I was there, I could feel all the hits to the frame. I was there through the physical pain. I could hear through the verbal abuse at the supper, the ones who were facing, the ones who would mutter. I was there through the suffer. And when he was gone, I was there for my mother. I was here through the screams and the shouts of scenes out the mouth. I was there through the bitter in the winter, about to freeze in the streets out the house. I was there through the explanation she believed out his mouth. I was there when she had no help. I could hear the owls trying to ice her welts. I was there and I could hear when she blamed herself. I was there through that one-way route, when no sun came out. In the phase of trying to change that man, I got her face back in. I was there when she stuffed the pills in her mouth. It was fate. I don't blame but relate. We both feeling like there's no way out. We both feeling like there's no one else. Feeling so behind with those ahead of the league. I figured I could hear and I could speak, so if not make it better for you, make it better for me. I was there when she let on her feet, packed the clothes and let up to leave. I was there when he walked in, stopped the dead on her feet, grabbed her from her neck and her sleeve, tossed her head first to the televised screen. I could hear when she let out the scream. I was there when she put up a fight. I was there when she tried to counter the hitting. I could see when he smacked her in the mouth with his fist and tossed over the counter into the kitchen. I could see the look in his eyes when he looked through a hook at his best, but stood still when she pulled the knife that took straight to his chest. I was there to feel remorse and regret, to smell a corpse right off to a stench. I was there through the trials to hear a court lit off with defense. I was there through 9 months of survival from harm and hope was alive. I was there in her arms to see a smile at the first chance I opened my eyes, words from the womb. Rome.
Wow. Yeah, that was a powerful piece. And I need, man, I'm actually in a play called Purple Freedom, and we're talking about domestic violence and abuse. And, man, that poem needs to be heard. I'm going to holler at you, okay?
No doubt.
All right, everybody. That was wrong. All right, Carlos, we got it. Let's get it.
Hey, yo, first thing, shout out to Rome. That joke was hot. I like that.
Man, I had my eyes closed. Like, wow.
Yeah, I was just listening. Okay, y'all. Here we go. It's running. Running is something that I thought I would never do. I was never scared. You could believe that to be true. See, I ran the streets with no remorse, with no directions through life obstacle course. Never running from a fight, because I used to carry a gun. See, these were the things that I just did for fun. See, I was running through girls. I was running from club to club. I was running from state to state, you know, just looking for love. I ran from east to west. I ran north and the south. And while running around, I was constantly just running my mouth. I ran with the small timers. I ran with the best. I ran so hard until it started to hurt my chest, man. So I stopped for a moment and tried to catch my wind. But as soon as I was able, you know, I took off running again. But as I got older, I couldn't run so fast. And here comes the new generation. And me, they just ran right past. But me, I had wisdom. It was just a little bit of luck. So I thought I could keep up. And I just decided to take a shortcut. But I found out then that the cheaters never win. And the penalty, it had me put away here in the pen. I was ill and I was frustrated. And I just wanted to yell. But so did everybody else. That's just how it goes in jail. So being out of the race, I had time to search my heart. And I decided to try God. I decided to try God and began the race from a new start. And with the weight of the world taking off my shoulders, I'm as light as a feather. And running the new race with God, now I'm faster than ever. See, God made things simple. He put it right in my face. All my life, I've just been running in place. Now I'm running with a purpose. And yes, I'm running for a cause. And at the end of this race, I will get an eternal applause. Keep running, y'all.
Amen.
And that's that.
Amen. Man, you better get it faster. All right, Mr. Neal.
Thank you. Y'all stop saying that.
Well, the way I look at it, and I don't know how you feel about it, because I know I'm funny about titles too, so I will say that part. I say I am who God says I am. And so I really believe that this is your ministry, but it doesn't have to be, you don't have to be a bishop for this to be a ministry. So that's what I'm saying.
Right. I can hear what you're saying, but it's a title. That's all. That title. That's my dad. My dad was Bishop Hill. But I appreciate it, man. I appreciate that, y'all. And I just
anytime.
Hope everybody keep their head up. Hope everybody keep their head up, man. And I can't wait till next Tuesday. See why we
have. Right.
See why. Hey, yo, Rome, man. Yo, Rome. Keep doing your thing, man.
I got you. Hold on. Ron, got you on the line.
Hey,
yo,
yeah,
Rome.
Definitely, man. I appreciate the love from y'all.
Hey, Ron, man. Yo, man. Yo, entertaining, man. I like it. You know what I mean? Just, you know what I mean? Keep
hey,
writing. That's all I can tell you, man. I'm enjoying
it. Shows
it.
Like
I'm
this,
enjoying.
Man. It shows like this and artists like you that keep the inspiration going. I mean, as an artist myself, I need people like you to help me craft my way, you know? So just as you inspire me, I hope I inspire you to go back there, you know? So and it's a cycle. So I love it. I appreciate the love. That's what's real.
Yeah. Now, hey, man, you keep doing your thing, man. I like that. I got somebody else on the air with us. Yo, I like
that's
that.
Right.
We got it all across the nation, New York
that's
in the
right.
house. That's what's up,
we
man.
Yo, and I, y'all fire me. I just want to tell that to keep on doing what we're doing and happening my gifts too. So I appreciate you.
That's what's up, y'all.
All right, everybody. That was Carlos and Rome. That was a hot cipher, and I love the way y'all did it. You know, it's they always say be also ready. All the old folks say that. So for everybody, please check out our show on Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock. We'll be right back at it again next Tuesday. Hope you guys have a great week. Love you all and be blessed.